Now a story about growing political power, as slowly more elected positions in Massachusetts are being held by Latinos. For example, the majority of the Chelsea City Council next year will, for the first time in its history, be made up of Latinos. In Haverhill and Waltham, there will be Latino city councilors for the first time ever. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on the recent Latino political success.
Hola, Marco. ¿Cómo estás?
Riding through her Chelsea district, 24-year-old Judith Garcia stops to say hi to a man who campaigned for her in the city council race.
Mi nombre es Marco Antonio Velázquez. Bueno, me siento bien orgulloso.
I feel very happy because now we have a majority on the city council, so it won't be the Americans doing what they want. It'll be the Latinos deciding what we want for Chelsea.
Latinos in Chelsea won big. 6 of 11 city council seats and 6 of 9 seats on the school committee. Chelsea's District 5 is where Judith Garcia was born and raised, and soon she'll represent the district as city councilor. Garcia is among some 36 Latinos elected to city councils and school committees across Massachusetts this month. Their reasons for running were as diverse as the issues important in their communities, whether it's housing, education, or economic development. For Garcia, it's gang violence among Chelsea's youth.
They are running away from the corruption and the violence in their own countries. How do we provide them with counseling? How do we also remember that they're here in a new country where they have to learn a new language and basically start from scratch?
The wave of Latinos elected this month has its roots in the 1980s. In 1989, Nelson Merced was elected Boston State Rep, the first Latino to hold the job. UMass Boston Professor Emeritus Carol Hardy Fanta says Merced inspired others to run across the state. And by 1994, she says 7 Latinos held seats between the state legislature, city councils, and school committees. 20 years later, she says that number had more than quadrupled. And next year, at least 46 elected Latinos will be serving across Massachusetts. There's no one reason behind the success of so many Latinos. Part of it is a response to things like Donald Trump calling Mexicans rapists. Part is a sense of only mattering to Democrats during campaigns. But many of the new elected Latinos are young people, and they're the children of immigrants. Ileana Cintron of the Kennedy School of Government says the millennial generation is coming after power, and they believe in issues including economic equality, protecting the environment, and immigration reform.
And they're fighting it out, we know, with the older generations inside those city councils and those school committees, and it's very interesting, right? How different communities are responding to that generational change as well as, you know, more diversity.
The first Latino elected to the city council in Boston is Felix Arroyo. He's also the first elected to his current position of Register of Probate and Family Court in Suffolk County. Arroyo recalls outright rejection while campaigning in places like Hyde Park in the 1980s.
And there were 3 gentlemen together in a corner, so I went, extend my hand and salute them. Hi, I'm Felix. I live here and I'm running for the school committee. One of them took his hand away and cleaned it against his jacket. So I laughed, pulled my hand around him and said, so, do you have children in the school system? And he got red. The other 2 gentlemen couldn't do other thing but laugh.
Arroyo says things are different now. But after 3 decades in Boston politics, he still gets subtle messages that he shouldn't step out of line.
What you feel is that they listen to you with a paternalistic approach. Or they listen to you with... If somebody else say the same thing without an accent, you may see that they deal with that like if it's the first time they hear it.
But for Carlos Vidal, a 40-year-old realtor elected to the Waltham City Council, being Latino didn't seem to hurt his chances. Vidal says Election Day was the culmination of the day his mom moved the family to the United States.
Yeah, I think she called like every person that she knew in Peru to tell them that I was actually made it. And it's you know, she's happy for me. She's proud. She brought me here, and I did it.
Latino political activists celebrating this month's elections can't ignore the big picture. There's never been a Latino senator or congressman in Massachusetts. The Boston City Council has 0 Latino members, and with the exception of Lawrence and Chelsea, no city has political representation proportionate to the Latino community. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.